The rain did not stop thousands of people from gathering outside Gustavo Petro's headquarters. The Economist and former left-wing guerrilla won the elections with just over 50% of the vote. It's a new era in Colombia, the first time a left-wing candidate has won the presidency.
I want to cry. This is the first time we are going to have a popular government from the left, from the people, of those who have suffered the armed conflict, and he is someone who represents us, the people on the streets.
These people have been demanding change in this country where liberals and conservatives have been sharing power for years.
Gustavo Petro has promised to carry out profound reforms in Colombia, like rethinking the war on drugs, rethinking oil and gas exploitation, and fighting inequality. And that's why all these people are celebrating his victory, because they believe that this is the beginning of a process of change.
This was Petro's third presidential bid. He's now a seasoned politician whose victory adds Colombia to the list of Latin American countries that have elected center-left presidents in recent years. On Sunday evening, he was presented to his supporters by his running mate, Francia Márquez, who will be Colombia's first Afro-Colombian woman vice president.
We are writing history right now, a new history for Latin America. What is coming here is change, real change, in which we commit to life itself. We are not going to disenchant our voters that have been screaming that from now on, Colombia changes.
Petro defeated 77-year-old populist Rodolfo Hernández, who was referred by many as the king of TikTok. But Petro will face many challenges. 47% of the country did not vote for him. Analysts say he will have to negotiate his reforms in Congress.
This is not only the first time that a left-wing candidate has been elected in Colombia, but also the first time that we have a left-wing Congress too. Because Pacto Histórico, the social movement behind Gustavo Petro, was able to elect a good number of Congress members. So he will have a Congress that is in favor of him. Not a complete majority, he hasn't had a majority in Congress, but he has a good number of Congress members. And that is also something that signs that he could have success in his term.
Petro will take office in August. For many, his government will empower the people in the country who have been ignored by authorities for years. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Bogotá.